Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Picked a good day to record this, Solana, as we got the news today. Josh Boyer was handed his walking papers. He is no longer defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. How surprised are you this is the move that Mike McDaniel went with?
Boyer had his stuff packed. before the Buffalo trip, he had his entire office set up to go before the Buffalo trip. I can assure you that. Remember his comments, his last media availability before Buffalo or before the Jets, when it wasn't certain if the Dolphins make the playoffs. I remember him saying, like, he got into a long response from one of the media members, basically saying, like, I'll be fine. You know, whatever happens, happens. I'll land on my feet. And it didn't even sound like he was saying it out of spite. He was just saying, whatever happens, happens. I think the writing was on the wall. No matter what the Dolphins defense did, I mean, they kept doing that game against Buffalo.
Right.
McDaniel wants to pick his own guy.
Yeah.
Period.
I think,
end of story.
I'm with you. I think that has more of it to do than anything. And I don't even fault them for going the direction they did. He was a young head coach. He was taking over a team and going to call the plays on offense. So he's adjusting to a new job and a new responsibility because he didn't call plays in San Francisco. And you had a defense that you believed in the talent and you were keeping most of it around. I actually think it was a pretty sound idea to keep him around. But yeah, if it didn't take a step forward and it kind of took a step back, some of it based on injuries, we all kind of saw it coming. I don't think that this little rally at the end was going to save him. I mean, unless they were going to turn into, like, you know, the Killer Bees or something like that by the end of it. And he was going to have, you know, Kim Bokaver's giant forearms, you know, shutting everybody out. I'm fine with it. I think that it mostly just comes down to, yeah, let Mike McDaniel pick his guy, let him pick his staff. And I think that if, you know, some of the rumors of Vic Fangio are true, that's an upgrade. The guy's a good defense coordinator.
Thanks, dude. Baby. I'm with you. And to be fair, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know everything about Vic Fangio. I just love calling him Fangs.
Me too.
So I'm 100% in. Tobin, there's a play that stands out to me. And we were talking about it today on the show. You're in LA and it's 3rd and 17, 3rd and goal, but the Chargers are backed up on the 17-yard line. And he puts the entire secondary on the goal line. And the Chargers run a play, and he doesn't recognize what's coming. It's like a little shovel pass or a screen pass. They end up getting to, like, the 4-yard line. So now they're in position to go for it on 4th down right before the half, and they end up scoring a touchdown. Sometimes things just run its course. I think Mike McDaniel walked into the locker room after that play, after that series, and said, this guy's gone. Like, yeah, that can't happen. That can't go down at this point of the season versus this team in LA. It just can't happen. So I had a feeling this defense underperformed for most of the season. And I think I had told you, I felt like a lot of people were using Boyer as a scapegoat. Like, oh, fire Josh Boyer, that'll fix everything. And to me, it doesn't make sense. I'm not pinning the 5-game losing streak on the defense or Boyer. But I just think if you had to grade one if you had to grade Boyer and the defense throughout the season, you're not giving them higher than a B minus, and that's me being nice.
Well, you're grading on a curve too because of all the injuries. That's why, like,
true,
you're giving him somewhat of a pass because he had to deal with Brandon Jones and Ogba and Byron Jones and all these guys being out. I just think that if you're Mike McDaniel and you were saying, hey, let's just try this out, but if you want, I'm sure it was even a discussion like, hey, like, if you don't like this the first year, you can make a change. And, you know, we had the whole thing with bro, get it effing fixed. And there was that leak from my Barry Jackson that said he didn't even do anything. He just popped his head in the meetings. Like, you don't like that leaking out. And I think that doesn't leak out if not everybody there is, if everybody there is your guy, it's probably more of a tight knit ship. So, yeah, I think it's only natural. And I think that for him, I think if you're Mike McDaniel, you look at it and say, like, this guy was fine. He wasn't anything special. You know, we get it. You're aggressive. You like to blitz. But I think also you probably look and say, my owner will spend on anybody. If I can go get a guy with the experience of Fangio or whoever, they're going to come here. This isn't like Daryl Bevel, who's turning down Commanders and Jets jobs because it's a lame duck situation with bum quarterbacks. What defensive coordinator who does have credentials wouldn't want to come to a situation with a team that was in the playoffs that has all of this talent? And that's the thing that I think you look at, you're like, the individual talent we look around, Wilkins and Chubb and JP and Sealer and Xavier Howard healthy and Holland. Like, if you're a defensive guy, how do you not look at this and say, oh, this is a great gig? So I think that also goes into it. It's not only that I could get my own guy, but I feel like I have a good situation that's going to be attractive because, one, I have a lot of talent, and two, I have an owner that will spare no expense.
You have an undrafted rookie cornerback who was arguably the best cornerback on the team this season, and you have Xavier Howard. Like, I mean, you literally, all those guys you mentioned, and then some, and then you're getting back Brandon Jones, who was having a breakout season.
Yep.
Who knows if Nick Needham will be back. I know, you know, I mean, nobody's jumping out of their chair for Nick Needham, but he's another solid guy.
Solid, like, he's solid.
Solid. Yeah, he's a guy you want. He's the third quarterback you want on your roster to kind of just carry you through games. I'm with you, man. Like, who wouldn't look at this situation and be like, sign me the bleep up right now to go be in Miami and really like a fun head coach. Doesn't look like he's going to be in your face grilling you. Just like an easy work environment, you know, with Mike McDaniel.
I like the idea of him and Fangs together, though. I feel like Fangs is the opposite, you know, because if you're like, you know, if you're the hipster, cool young guy, Fangs is trying to tell you some old school football ways. That's how that goes.
He's coming with the wisdom.
Mike McDaniel, excuse me. Shame on me for getting that wrong. Wow. Mike McDaniel said in his release, he says, I'm grateful for Josh's contributions this year and throughout his tenure with the Dolphins. The defense made strides through the season. So coming to the decision was not easy. Why? But ultimately, I feel it was the best in the long-term interest of the Miami Dolphins and the continued growth of our players and team. End quote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And, Boyer, all your little, your crew.
Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks, too. Yeah,
hit the bricks, dude.
All of you.